intermittent periods of brain malfunction that result from organic damage. Nevertheless, these episodes tend to have a characteristic pattern in the way they occur, and so for convenience, we speak of them as seizures. We know it is possible to abort a seizure by delivering an electrical shock to the critical portion of the brain substance. There are a few seconds, sometimes as much as half a minute, before the disinhibition takes full effect. A shock at that moment prevents the seizure. He drew a large X through the concentric circles. Then he drew a new brain and a head around it, and a neck. "We face two problems," he said. "First, what is the correct part of the brain to shock? In the case of ADL patients, we know roughly that it's in the amygdala, an anterior area of the so-called limbic system. We don't know exactly where, but we solve that problem by implanting a number of electrodes in the brain. Mr. Benson will have 40 electrodes implanted tomorrow morning." He drew two lines into the brain. "Now, our second problem is how do we know when an attack is starting? We must know when to deliver our aborting shock. Well, fortunately, the same electrodes that we use to deliver the shock can also be used to read the electrical activity of the brain. And there is a characteristic electrical pattern that precedes a seizure." Ellis paused, glanced at Benson, then up at the audience. "So, we have a feedback system. The same electrodes are used to detect a new attack and to deliver the aborting shock. A computer controls the feedback mechanism." He drew a small square in the neck of his schematic figure. "The NPS staff has developed a computer that will monitor electrical activity of the brain, and when it sees an attack starting, will transmit a shock to the correct brain area. This computer is about the size of a postage stamp and weighs a tenth of an ounce. It will be implanted beneath the skin of the patient's neck." He then drew an oblong shape below the neck and attached wires to the computer square. "We will power the computer with a handler PPJ plutonium power pack, which will be implanted beneath the skin of the shoulder. This makes the patient completely self-sufficient. The power pack supplies energy continuously and reliably for 20 years. With his chalk, he tapped the different parts of his diagram. "That's the complete feedback loop. Brain to electrodes, to computer, to power pack, back to brain. A closed loop, without any externalized portions." He turned to Benson, who had watched the discussion with an expression of bland disinterest. "Any comments? Mr. Benson, anything you want to say or add?" Ross groaned inwardly. She knew Ellis was only trying to be considerate to his patient, but it was wrong to ask any patient to comment before such frightening surgery, as if the patient himself were not about to undergo it. It was too much to ask. "No," Benson said. "I have nothing to say." And he yawned. When Benson was wheeled out of the room, Ross